This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Amazon just made a big purchase. It paid about $1 billion for a company called Twitch, a company that lets you watch other people playing video games. Twitch, it seems, has a pretty good business model and a pretty committed audience, big enough that Google was trying to buy it for a while. It gets its content for free, and then it sells ads to what's estimated to be millions of people watching every month. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is here to help us make sense of this. Hey, Ben.
Hey, David.
So when I heard about this service, my mind wandered back to the dullest days of my college career, just sitting around, often with a beer, a slice of pizza, watching friends playing video games. I mean, this is like the most passive pursuit, isn't it?
Well, listen, a beer and a slice of pizza don't sound so bad, David, but
always.
So Twitch is this website, or I guess some would call it a platform, that streams video game content and live gameplay to about 55 million people every month. It lets gamers stream Yeah, it is a lot. It lets gamers stream their own live gameplay so that other gamers and gaming enthusiasts can watch.
Is this something that you, Ben Johnson, do? Are you a Twitcher? Is that the right term?
I'm not a Twitcher, but I'm a lurker.
Okay.
I don't play the games that are popular on the site, like Defense of the Ancients 2, for instance. But I have watched some of the things that have gone beyond their user base and hit the mainstream. So, like, the website has this thing called Twitch Plays Pokemon, where tons of players control a Pokemon game all at once by typing commands for a character into, like, the website's live chatting tool. Which is a strange and insane process to watch. Also, weirdly, there's this other live Pokemon stream where people set up controls that overlay this goldfish tank. And depending on where a goldfish swims in the tank, the Pokemon character on the screen will move or hit a button.
I am doing my best to picture this, Ben, and you have to forgive me. This is a thing. This is a thing that a company, a big established company like Amazon, wants.
I know. But, David, let's do the numbers, man.
Okay, fair enough. I'll let you do them.
Twitch has had 43% of the live video streaming traffic by volume in a given week. So that's above, you know, ESPN's websites, MLB.com, CNN. It's also been reported that last year the number of people watching one of these live championships for this game called League of Legends was 32 million watching live. Now, that's more than the audience for the finales of Breaking Bad, 24, and The Sopranos combined. Twitch has incredible engagement among users. Users reportedly spend close to an average of 2 hours on the website every day. Now, the browser window might just be open and I could be in the shower or making cookies as I'm wont to do. But 2 hours a day, that's a lot of time, man. Amazon wants a piece of that.
A lot of time. I got to imagine that time translates to advertising revenue.
Absolutely. Or so Amazon hopes, right? That's how a lot of tech companies make revenue, and Amazon is certainly one of them, right? But what's really interesting here is that while Twitch's audience is huge, it's also like really specific, which means that right now, for instance, advertisements that are about other kinds of gaming maybe are more effective because users feel like the ads actually relate to them. And that kind of targeted advertising, that's like the big holy grail for all big tech companies, right?
How much is this going to change now that Amazon's in control?
Now, that's the big question, right? And whenever we see an acquisition like this, this is, you know, part of what users are worried about, whether they're going to stop loving the service because, you know, the big bad company that owns them now is going to mess it up. The other question here is whether Amazon might be able to leverage this new excitement around gaming that it can now own by owning Twitch to get people to actually buy its hardware devices.
All right. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Thanks, David.
If you want more from Ben on gaming, check out Marketplace Tech's series called Mind Games. That's all at marketplace.org under tech.